I think the red light. It's going? I think it's going. Welcome, everybody.
Yay.
Hello.
Good,
hello,
good.
Hello.
I mean, I guess we'll test it.
Can you hear us? Okay. I think we're here. How are we?
Hi, love. This is so fun. We're doing it in the morning, which is different for us.
Oh, God. I know. I have like my big extra large Dunkin' iced coffee right now because I am like feeling it.
After, oh, man. I did a Pilates class this morning after I dropped the kids off. I know. I hadn't been in so long.
Are you kidding me?
No, I really did. I know. It was maybe one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Oh, God. I know. I can't even imagine. And those classes are expensive.
I'm so out of shape. I bought myself that for Mother's Day. I bought myself the pack.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a great gift to yourself.
And then I said, Anthony, this is what you got me. Thank you.
I feel that.
How's your week been?
You know, it's been okay. I mean, I'm pretty shook up by this Big Papi shooting.
Oh, my God. I know.
Big Papi.
Well, you know, weren't you guys supposed to go?
We were.
You were supposed to go to the Dominican
Republic. So, Bob, well, we'll see. Because you know what? Bob has been saying he's going to take us to the Dominican Republic every year. And he always comes up with some excuse for why we can't go. There's a new project. He has to work on the roofs. But this year, he really was like, we're going to go. We're staying at an all-inclusive.
Oh, lovely.
It's a whole thing.
Use that Petucci's roof money, am I right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But please. But, you know, every year, it's always the same thing. We're about to go. We're about to book the trip. And then he's like, let's just go to Hampton Beach for the summer.
Oh, God.
He always end up just going to Hampton Beach or Seabrook or something. And he always picks the week that all the green flies are out.
And, no.
Oh, yeah. And they're just biting me.
Oh, and they're terrifying. And they love you.
Oh, they love me. You always... They eat me up. Same with Billy. Aww. Billy and I must have like sweet blood or something because we both just...
Since you were a kid though, I mean, I remember when we would go and you would get all bit up, all chewed up.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Remember those days we'd go to Bob's parents' house in Seabrook?
So fun.
That was really
so
fun.
We'd trash the place.
Oh, we would trash the place.
Ashley and Julie, if you are listening to this, we never did that.
I was about to say, I kind of like having Julie and Ashley not on the podcast. We can talk.
I know.
We can talk about all the good times.
We can
talk about all the raunchy stuff.
I know.
So I don't know. We might, but now I'm like, I don't even want to go. I mean, that's so devastating for Big Papi, and I want to make sure he's okay. But did you hear that the Red Sox flew him in to Boston so he could go to the hospitals here?
They did?
Yeah.
I mean, are they the best?
Such good people.
Boston strong, baby.
Boston strong. And nobody takes care of their people like Boston people take
care
of their people.
It's true. It's so true. And you know what? I'm sending so much love to his family.
Same. So much love.
Oh, all of that. I hope that he makes a speedy recovery.
I do too.
You have that Find My Friends, right? You got all the kids on that?
No.
Oh, you got to download this. It's great. I installed it on all the kids' phones. And it tells you, it says Find My Friends, but really it should just be Mom Tracker because it's brilliant.
Oh my God. I can see
where they are.
Oh.
Yep.
Do they know?
No, God, no. Well, now they do, but because I just said it.
I'm going to do this with
Julie. Yeah, you got to.
Billy, I'm never worried about it. I know. He's always at dance class.
I know.
He's always either at dance class or he's home because God love him. He's the best kid in the world.
He really is.
God knows what,
where she's going, what
she's
doing.
Under.
Well, and she might, she might be with Sue's son.
I don't want to talk about that.
That was quite the update. That was...
I cannot believe my eldest, nearest and dearest daughter is dating that scum of the earth.
I know.
He's so gross. The way he talks to you, you've done so much for him, Debbie.
I have.
He should be, kneeling in front of you, bowing, you walk on, kissing it.
Well, you know what, though? With parents like those... How could he ever learn to be grateful?
I guess, but it's devastating.
But he's a gross kid.
He's a gross kid, and like God knows what Indian Ridge Country Club is going to do to him and Sue after that whole golf cart debacle.
Oh my God.
Because I hear it's going to the town.
Is it really?
Oh yeah, Sue is getting sued. Sue is getting sued.
That's got to be a new segment.
Oh yeah.
What's Sue getting sued for this week?
Oh yeah, and guess what? This week it's Indian Ridge Country Club.
Oh my God. And you know who's going to win that one? Indian Ridge.
they take all our money. I'm sure they can use it for something.
And I bet, I bet Sue will do? She'll say, put it on the minimum.
Oh,
put
always.
Put the lawyer bill on the minimum.
Oh, my God. God forbid she pays for one, chicken finger in the grill room.
I know.
For Julie.
It's absurd.
It's absurd. It's disgusting. Did you watch Big Little Lies this week?
Did I watch Big Little Lies? I've only been waiting for it to come back. I'm so excited.
What did you think?
I loved it. Well, first of all.
What's up with Meryl's teeth?
Yeah, that was an interesting choice.
Is that real or is that
fake? And I went to Dr. Hirschhorn and I said, don't you do that to my crowns.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after that, because I was worried. I was a little worried. That's why I took so much lorazepam last week.
Yeah, you were like,
I don't want to be Meryl in Big Little Lies.
Oh, God. Yeah, she didn't look great.
She didn't look a butt. But you know who did look great? Nicole.
Nicole.
Whoever is doing her work.
Who's doing her work?
We got to get on that wait list.
Oh, my God. I'm sure that wait list is a mile long.
She looks like a baby.
But I would go anywhere. She looks like a plump little baby.
Oh, my God. She's beautiful. I'm with that. Now, I'm glad she's got the red hair back. Mm-hmm. It's the classic 90s look.
Classic,
you know?
Look.
You know what? We would have so much fun if we got to hang out with them.
They would love us.
They would love us.
They would love us.
Right?
They have our sense of humor.
Totally.
Totally our sense of humor.
Totally. And you know what? I would cover up a murder for you any day.
Any day, Debbie. You need me, I'm there.
Any day. I'd push somebody. Yeah. Oh, God. Push her down the stairs. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, in 1 minute. In a heartbeat.
Yep.
Although she'd never be at a charity event.
No.
Never.
Does she even know what that is?
No. God, no. God, no.
I don't even think she could say the word philanthropy. It'd be too
hard.
Oh,
my God. Are you kidding me?
Her brain
would
explode.
Can you use it in a sentence? Yeah. That's what she would be saying. Now, Debbie and I have some exciting news.
We do.
We are going on a trip.
First
girl's trip.
How long? 20 years?
Oh, my God. I can't even. Since Hampton Beach when we were 18, to be honest. We are going. Our good friend Sylvia.
Yes.
She is an Avon rep.
Hi, Sil. We love you.
Silly, we're so excited for this weekend.
We're so excited.
So she is an Avon rep, mm-hmm. and she, of course, she's amazing.
Yeah,
and
she's like a little entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. I'm like, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you juggle it all, but she juggles it. She made so much money through Avon.
Yep.
They're giving her a trip to New York City.
She won it.
Girls Weekend, she won it.
Incredible.
So we're not even having to pay for anything except, you know, we're going to drive down there. In my Suburban.
Well, and we got to bring booze because the mini bar is going to be so expensive.
Oh, my God. I hate that when they do that. The mini bar at the Marriott. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Who do you think you are?
Do you think you are? So we have to go to the store. We need to get some Zinfandel. So we'll get Zinfandel. I'd love to get some, like, you know, I love some snacks for the car ride.
Yeah, we need munchies.
Munchies for the car ride.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun.
I'm so nervous to leave the kids with Bob, though, because, I mean,
I know.
No, I know I'm going to come back. I was like, Bob, I know I'm going to come back. And I swear to God, if I see one ant in our kitchen, it's such a problem.
Is it because he leaves out the crisps, the
he doesn't even know how to use
special
Windex.
Oh, God, no. I don't think Anthony has washed a dish in 15 years.
Oh, same with Bob. He doesn't even know how to load the dishwasher. And so I'm like, what are you going to make the kids? What would happen if I died?
Seriously.
Honestly, God forbid. What would happen if I died? I can't even imagine what they would eat every night.
No.
It'd be devastating.
They'd have mac and cheese.
Oh, my God. Mac and cheese every single night that Julie would make.
Yeah. We got to, honestly, you know what? When we're in New York, we should go to Macy's, to the big Macy's, and do a little mini spree. Little shop.
Oh, we're the about one to have ourselves a time.
Yeah. The one at Herald Square.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I really want to go to the 9/11 Memorial.
Oh,
yeah, I've heard it's so beautiful. We need a picture.
Yeah, we got to. Oh, my God. Yeah, especially for all of Bob's friends on the force.
Oh, my God. Bob's friends on the force will love
that would
a picture
be lovely.
There. I know. Yeah, I really want to go there.
Makes so me sad. So sad.
So sad.
So sad.
But I really want to go see it. I really want to go down there. And I hear there's a big mall down there called Century.
It's a number, right? Century 21?
Yes, Century 21.
Yeah, well.
I hear that's amazing.
Definitely need a pick-me-up after going to the memorial.
Yeah. So. We can go there. I hear they have some nice Coach bags on sale.
Oh, nice.
Some Michael Kors.
Love that.
I want one with like a big belt in the front.
Yeah, cute.
You know, so last time I was in New York, we went to Chinatown and we got some of the fake bags.
Yeah. Love those.
Love them to death.
Despite Sue getting in that crazy van.
Despite Sue almost getting killed, which we did talk about last time. She almost got killed. She went into one of those vans. They were like, oh, you know, free Louis Vuitton, like Louis Vuitton, $10, Vuitton. And she went right in the van. And I was like, she's trying to get sex trafficked.
She is.
She's desperate to get sex
constantly.
Trafficked. But so anyway, last time though, I got a Michael Kors bag there.
Cute.
For like $20.
Wait. The one that you carry? That's fake.
Well, Debbie, listen to what happened to me last week at Market Basket. I'm walking in Market Basket. Yeah. I'm passing. I saw a bunch of the ladies from, you know, I don't like Billy's grade. any of the moms in Billy's grade. I saw a couple of them. They were getting ready for, you know, some potluck dinner, whatever.
They get on their high horse about all their health food.
Oh, God. They're always picking up, like, gluten-free.
No, come on. We didn't have that.
No. And so I'm walking by, say hi to them. All of a sudden, I hear a huge crash. The big Michael Kors buckle on the front fell off.
No.
Broken half fell off. Okay.
Broken half?
Broken half. It was devastating.
Oh, my God.
Everybody turned around. It sounded like a gunshot. It sounded like,
yeah, how
a
mortifying.
Mass shooter at Market Basket.
Oh, God.
Nope. It's just my Michael Kors falling to pieces.
Well, and, you know, everybody's on such high alert now with the, especially because of Big Poppy.
Of gunshots everywhere.
So
it was devastating. So I had to pick it up.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't. You didn't just leave it?
No. What was I going to do? Everybody's looking at me.
Oh, my God.
So I put it in my cart. And oh, God.
Oh, when you know.
It was so devastating. So now I'm like, is it even worth it? You know, maybe I spring.
Maybe.
You know,
right. Right.
Do a little shopping spree.
You earned it, honey.
Honestly, I did.
You work so hard.
And I'm like, Bob, like, really? It wouldn't kill it. You know all I want is a Michael Kors bag.
Yeah.
Speaking of those, you know. Bitchy girls in Billy's year.
Yeah, me.
I am so stressed about all these allergies.
Oh my God, it's like a new one every day. Who knew you could be allergic to soy?
Who knew?
What even
is that? I thought
that's
from the earth. I didn't know you could be allergic to something from the earth.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, one of Billy's become super close with his boy in his year, Timmy.
Oh yeah.
And his mom calls me. So he's coming over for a play date. His mom calls me and she's like, he's deathly allergic to peanuts. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like peanut butter free table. Yeah. I totally get it, whatever. She's like, no, no, no. If there's peanut butter particles in the air, anaphylactic shock.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
that
first
is terrifying.
Of all, feel terrible for the boy, but I'm like,
I know.
Should he maybe not come over?
Yeah.
I'm like, should he maybe not leave his house?
What is he going to be, a bubble boy for the rest of his life?
Maybe, but I'm like, do I really want to bring that into my house and be in charge of that? Because,
oh, God, no. God,
you know how I am with shots.
Do you even have, because you don't even have an EpiPen or anything like that.
I don't have an EpiPen.
No.
So she was like, I'm going to bring it over. The play date's tomorrow night. She was like, I'll bring over an EpiPen. I'll show you how to use it. I'm like, okay, am I a nurse now?
Yeah, no.
And of course.
Although maybe, you know what? He could go to their house. God forbid he could go to their house.
Oh, God forbid.
Is she inviting?
God forbid. It's always our house. Do you have that with the kids?
Oh, always.
I'm like, do none of these parents ever have people over? Because my house is always full. It's a rat race with 300 kids.
Really? I walk in and there's new faces I've never seen before.
New faces every single time.
Always.
Every single time.
And they're sweet. They're always like, you know what's funny is a bunch of them call me Mrs. Benji's mom.
Oh,
that's so cute.
That's so cute.
Is that so cute?
Mrs. Benji's
mom. But then this kid walks in. I have no idea who he is. He goes, Mrs. Benji's mom, you're out of cheese sticks.
Excuse you.
I said.
Also, what's up with none of these kids? Their parents never have snacks.
I know. They're growing.
I feel like they come over and it's like the first time they've eaten in years.
For real. Yeah. I didn't know that so much could go into such a little body.
Oh, same. I'm like, aren't they going to be sick?
Yeah. I mean, thank God that Anthony is a plumber because tell you that much, it's not nice.
It's not nice.
When they on their way out.
Oh,
always.
Yeah. And it's always right before they leave the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, you couldn't wait till you go home?
I know.
The other day, one of Billy's friends asked me if I could wipe him.
Oh, no.
And I had to.
Yeah, you got to.
Well,
oh,
what was I
going to
do? He was like, can you wipe my butt?
Oh.
I was like, I mean, I will, but.
But also,
go home with your mom.
Yeah. Not my butthole to wash.
Yeah, I don't think Billy's asking other moms to wipe their butts.
I would hope not.
How's Ashley been doing? Any updates on that front?
Not so much, honestly. I mean, the Find My Friends app has been a dream.
Well, where is she all the time?
She's at the mall.
Of course she's
there. All the time. She's
right. I'm like, where are you? You have no money.
Yeah.
Julie makes $11 an hour babysitting the Moskowitz kids twice a week.
What is she? Oh my God.
And she's always like, it's my money. I can spend. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
it was
good
like
luck.
$30
right.
And all cash.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to
buy
earrings at Claire's?
What are you
going to
get?
Happen?
Like a tank top at Abercrombie & Fitch?
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Those are like $65.
Those starting price there, $65.
I won't even go in because I swear to God, it's their business model is just make it dark and loud so that you want to get out of there.
Absolutely.
Because like at a certain point, I'm just like, take my credit card.
Same. And then, you know, she leaves with 8 huge bags.
Right.
I'm like, Julie, you said you had to go in there to get a new pair of jeans.
Right. She didn't even get the jeans, I bet.
She always does that. She's like, Mom, I got my period. My period got on my jeans. Can you get me a new pair?
Oh. She
always
had a heavy flow?
Does that. She has a heavy flow.
Actually, I remember that.
She has a heavy flow.
Yeah.
But she's always like, I need a new pair of jeans. I'm like, you can't. You know
how
what?
How many new pairs of jeans? I mean, it's not like she's growing anymore.
Learn how to use the tampon, Julie.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Although, like, what are you doing wrong?
Silly.
Oh, God. Well, I do have an update. You know, I know every week we talk about Julie and, you know, if she's a virgin. Oh, I can't even say it out loud.
No. Did you find condoms?
I found a condom. I found a used
condom. Yep. Where?
In my car.
No.
Yes.
In my Suburban.
In the back
seat. Because you were cleaning it for our trip?
Yep. I was cleaning it for our trip and it was in the back seat of the Suburban.
Oh, my God.
Looked like the seats had been down.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I know. I can't even talk about it. I'm so devastated.
I'm so sorry.
And I don't know what to do because, you know, unfortunately, no.
But you know what? You know what? Silver lining. They're being safe.
But who knows what diseases Sue's son has?
Who knows?
Can you imagine what's on that? Can you imagine where he's been?
And in your car?
In my car. Oh, you're sitting in the back seat, by the way, Debbie.
We're gonna have to get it detailed.
You're gonna have to sit in the back seat, Debbie. Sorry.
But you know I get car sick. I want to sit up front. I want to sit up front.
Well, I don't know. Then we'll make Sylvie sit back there.
Yeah.
Sylvie's gonna have to sit back there. Sorry, Sylvie.
Sorry.
You might be getting chlamydia.
Oh my God.
Or the clap on your own trip. Yeah, but anyway, so I'm a bit devastated by that. I think we'll have her on next week and talk about it because, we have to figure out what we're going to do about that.
And you know what? I'm thinking I got to start having that talk with Zachary. You know, all those little girls that are coming around the IRCC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then afterwards, they always want to come over to the house and we'll play up in their rooms.
Right.
I'm like, you stay downstairs.
Yep.
Downstairs.
We have a doors open policy in that.
I couldn't agree more.
No, rude. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We're going to have to get to, I want another Dunkin'. That's what happens when we do these early in the morning.
I am so tired. I'm so exhausted.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sleep last night because I knew I had to be up early.
Right.
So that's I was up all night like thinking about it and thinking about what we're going to talk about. And then I didn't sleep. And here I am, two Dunkin' Donuts coffees in and I'm still exhausted.
Well, you look great. Oh, thank you. Never know. Debbie. That's all. You've always had that perfect genetic pool where you don't get the dark
Stop
circles.
It.
For real.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You're so, well, we got everything else though. Got the cellulite up to my neck. So everything else I got.
Sometimes I'm like, where did that come from?
Where did that come from?
It's just, you know.
It's all the time. I can't believe you did Pilates this morning. That freaks me out.
Freaks you out. I mean, listen, I want to make sure I stay healthy for the kids.
I know. You're so good.
I got to make sure.
God, I'm like quicker.
Mainly
I can go
just
the
because
better.
Anthony's blood at this point is probably like just full of gravy.
Oh, Bob is walking
around. I
don't
know anybody that loves gravy more than Anthony.
Oh, he does love gravy.
It is so weird.
There's nobody I know that loves beef
more
than Bob.
That is true.
Bob is literally half cow by this point.
Yeah. Really
Bob's
is.
Half cow.
He's half cow. We should do it. What is that? A 23andMe.
Oh my God. They'd be like, guess what? Congratulations. You cow.
Half cow.
You cow.
You married a cow.
You married a cow. Oh God, Bob, I love you. Did you hear about these axe throwing bars?
What?
Oh my God, Debbie.
What does that even mean?
In Boston, they're having these bars where you can throw axes at a target.
No.
Yeah. So you're getting drunk. Let's break this down.
But let's go through
You're at
this,
a bar.
This is insane.
You're getting blackout drunk, and you're throwing axes
what
across
do you
the room.
What, do you have to sign a release to go?
I don't know. But guess what? Julie's been asking me. She wants to do it for her birthday.
No.
She wants to go to Fire and Ice, and then she wants to go to an axe throwing bar. And I was like, Julie.
Excuse me.
First of all, how are you even going to get into the bar?
Yeah.
Well, she says that they have an underage thing.
Oh.
Second of all, absolutely not.
No.
No, all it takes is one of those kids going crazy.
Oh, my God.
Throwing axes at everybody.
You'd think in this climate that they would not allow it to be legal,
let alone
recreational fun, to go and play with weapons.
You're telling me. You're telling me, Debbie.
You know what? Those are heavy.
Oh, they are.
Those are really heavy.
They are. But I'm trying to talk her out of it. I'm like,
that is
what
terrifying.
If we just go to Fire and Ice?
Yeah.
Have a fun night. Walk around Quincy Market.
Oh.
I feel like that's a fun night for
our
birthday.
That's sweet. I love that.
Of course, she's like, well, can, you know, like Susan wants to come with her. I'm like, absolutely.
Uh-uh. No.
Mm-mm. Not for your birthday.
No way.
No. You guys have been dating, what, 2 weeks?
Jesus. Has it already been that long?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I can't believe they've lasted that long.
I can't either. It's so devastating.
It's
Debbie.
Crazy.
I can't even talk about it.
An axe throwing bar.
An axe throwing bar.
My God.
I do think Bob and Anthony and Bob would
love that. They would just.
Are you kidding me? They would have the best time of their life.
Except not that they would hit any of the targets, though.
Oh, God. They would hit each other before they hit any of the targets.
I don't know the last time Anthony's been in a gym.
Oh, are you kidding? Bob is the Planet Fitness. He's a member of Planet Fitness, and it is only for the free pizza they have every Monday. He loves that free pizza they have every single Monday. He goes every Monday. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go to the gym today." And I'm like, "Oh, you think you're fooling me?"
Yeah,
I know straight where you're going. Straight for the bagel table,
and then he'll do the sauna after.
Oh, and he'll do the sauna after, so he comes home sweaty. Yeah,
gross.
And I'm like, "Guess what? I smell the pizza in your sweat."
Oh my God, the pepperonis! Oh, alone. The
pepperonis right through his pores.
He does
right through his head. I literally go to kiss his head, and it's just pepperoni smelling. Anyway, I got to go. I think he wants a car because he wants to go to Planet Fitness because guess what? It's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
So let's pick this up next time.
I love it.
I love you so much. I can't wait for New York. We're going to have so much to recap. We're going to have such
a blast.
We're going to let you guys all know how New York goes.
And we got to pick what show we're going to see.
Yes. Like if Lion anybody King has any or... suggestions, let us know.
Yeah.
I really want to see Mean Girls.
Oh, that looks so fun. I know. We should do that.
I think we should too.
Yeah.
Maybe we could meet them.
Because we've seen Lion King like 3 times at this point.
Oh my God, every single time with Billy.
But I love going.
Okay, great. Well, anybody let us know if you have any recs.
Send us a DM. We blocked the mean anonymous one from last
week.
Yeah,
so no more mean comments. All right. Have a good one, everybody. Kisses.
Sending you love. Love to the Bradys. Mwah.
Love to the Bradys, our favorite family. Love to the Bradys. We love the Bradys. Yep. Gorgeous family. God bless them.
Thank you.
Love to Big Poppy.
Yeah.
Love. Goodbye. Mwah.